2020 has been a disastrous year so far for Vermont dairy farmers. Early in the year, wholesale milk prices were projected to rise, ending a four-year slump. But then the COVID pandemic hit. Schools and restaurants closed, demand for milk plummeted, and prices crashed. The financial pressures have led 20 Vermont farms to close so far this year, leaving the state with just 629 farms in August. But some farmers are earning a bit more money for following environmental and labor standards set by Ben & Jerry's. The ice cream company markets its social mission along with its sweet desserts. As VPR's John Dillon reports, critics say the program is little more than marketing, but farmers appreciate the bonus.
Aaron Nato strides up a hilly pasture in Orleans County toward where his heifers are resting in the shade. At the top of the hill, he looks southeast where the blue silo of his top-notch Holstein's farm peaks through the trees in the distance.
Wait, this is Vermont right here.
Yeah.
The young cows are shy and scatter when we approach. They do have the best view around, a 360-degree panorama that, at about 1,600 feet, captures a wide sweep of the Northeast Kingdom. The land is more than beautiful, however. Nato is making this pasture work for him and his cows with an innovative grazing system.
So this farm, it was fairly run down, honestly. It looks pretty, but it was kind of, the land itself was neglected, never fertilized, nothing was ever put back into it, so it was actually pretty poor. So we had the resources to put the manure and lime and kind of get it back growing like it should.
The property is actually his grandfather's old place, which Nato brought back into family ownership 4 years ago. Since then, Nato has worked to restore the pastures. The pasture work is actually a key part of the Ben & Jerry's Caring Dairy program that requires participants to develop a demonstration project that others could follow. Nato's involves getting the cows to graze rotationally, that is, to move through the fields and capture the nutrients from the pasture without overgrazing.
This had the last manure strip right here. And it's pretty green, and it doesn't look like they're into it.
But instead of an elaborate fencing system that would require money to set up and labor to manage, he gets the heifers to graze from plot to plot by applying manure in strips to the field. Not surprisingly, cows don't like to eat grass that has fresh manure on top.
But after 30 days, they hit this spot over. So that's what people were kind of interested, especially milk farmers that maybe can fertilize the pasture. They want to know when will their cows actually want to eat it again.
Nato's operation is one of 50 Vermont farms in the Caring Dairy program. Seven more are in New York State. For following Caring Dairy's animal welfare, fair labor, and environmental standards, the Natos earn about $1.75 extra for each 100 pounds of milk they sell. At current prices, that's about a 12% price premium. Back at his barn, Aaron says the premium has been great, especially this year.
You know, it's a boost. It definitely doesn't cover the loss, but, you wouldn't want to not have it.
His wife, Chantal Nato, explains the value this way.
One of the best parts about Caring Dairy for me is that I've always been proud of what Aaron does, but it does allow, like he said, to highlight what the farmers are really doing. And that's rewarding because it's not an industry that has come with a lot of financial rewards. So,
Cheryl Pinto works on the program for Ben & Jerry's. She says Caring Dairy now has two tiers. To meet the highest standards, farmers must practice no-till agriculture on 75% of their crop fields and agree to have 10% of their land set aside for biodiversity. And they have to have a demonstration project, like the Nato's rotational grazing experiment.
With Ben & Jerry's focus on regenerative agriculture, this is sort of encompassing all of that. It's important to, not disturb the soil, make sure that you're getting animals out on the grass because it helps with some of the sequestration. It really boosts soil health.
Dairy farming and the manure it produces are partly responsible for polluting Lake Champlain and other waterways. Pinto says Caring Dairy is the company's attempt to support sustainable agriculture.
We think Caring Dairy in that space is really pushing into showing there is a different way of doing dairy. And it is really rewarding farmers for a lot of what they're already doing and then helping to support them to shift to what they also do want to do.
This is just
corporate propaganda. This is public relations.
Michael Colby is co-founder and president of Regeneration Vermont, a group that wants to reform agriculture to better protect the environment and farm workers. He's a longtime critic of Ben & Jerry's because he says the company could do far more for Vermont farms.
What possibly is going good in the dairy industry in Vermont over the last, 30 years that we've been dominated by these multinational corporations like Unilever and Ben & Jerry's? Hundreds and hundreds of dairy farmers have gone bankrupt. Our water quality is worse than it ever has been. We've got so many cyanobacteria outbreaks in this state, largely the result of confinement industrial farming.
Colby says if Ben & Jerry's really wants to change the world, it should source all its cream from organic farms. And he argues that farms like the Natos that meet the Caring Dairy requirements can still use pesticides and herbicides, so they can't be considered part of the regenerative ag movement.
They just repackage it and try to fool Vermonters and their consumers around the world into thinking that buying this product is somehow better and good. And it's total nonsense.
The Natos say they've considered going organic, but that its strict requirements would take some of the tools they use, such as herbicides on cover crops or medications for the herd. The Natos clearly don't see themselves as a propaganda symbol for the ice cream maker. Aaron Nato says the Caring Dairy premiums are like a bonus a valued employee might get at the end of the work year, a recognition, he says, for a job well done.
Basically, it's highlighting, our skills as farmers and environmentalists. It's a pro-farmer, it's a pro-industry program, I believe. And, every little bit helps, and you have to, and we've just been fortunate enough to get in at the beginning.
Ben & Jerry says it would like to expand Caring Dairy someday, but right now there's a waiting list for farmers to get on, so the program benefits only a small part of Vermont's dairy industry. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.